Book critic John Leonard has a review of William Boyd's new novel, The New Confessions. Boyd was born in Ghana and educated in Europe and England, where he now lives. His latest novel follows the political and cinematic adventures of a monomaniacal filmmaker.
William Boyd, who usually writes novels that are short and funny, like An Ice Cream War and Stars and Bars, turns in a long one this time that starts out hilarious and ends up exasperating. Boyd's anti-hero in The New Confessions is John James Todd, a filmmaker who manages to live through every minute of the 20th century while entirely missing its point. Born in Edinburgh in 1899, he gets to grubby London and the Western Front in time for World War I, to decadent Berlin in time for the Nazis, to smarmy Hollywood in time for the Blacklist. No matter where he is, even on an island in the Mediterranean, where he's menaced in his dotage by government agents, private detectives, bosomy Teutonic marine biologists, and lean spectral dogs, he's too busy making movies to notice history, for which, of course, he will be punished. Although in London, Berlin, and Hollywood, Todd makes many rotten movies, his ultimate ambition, never realized because history keeps getting in the way, is an epic translation to the screen of every page of Jean-Jacques Rousseau's autobiography, The Confessions. We hear a lot about this epic. It sounds so much like bad Wagnerian opera that maybe we're lucky it doesn't exist. But I like the idea. Rousseau pretty much invented the sort of romantic egotism that had to go into hiding after the excesses of the French Revolution. This romantic egotism lived on underground in the 19th century, in poetry and opera, and even psychoanalysis, and I'm not surprised that it should make its 20th century comeback in the movies, with directors filming their own unconscious. Meanwhile, Todd himself is confessing to a life that corresponds in almost every important particular to Rousseau's. Dead mother, ambivalent father, globe-trotting, womanizing, and noble disappointment. He describes his many sins, lusting in boyhood for his aunt and in manhood for his brother's wife, deserting the mother of his four children, lying and stealing and maybe even murdering, and he expects us to forgive him. Not only did he do it for his art, but he is also merely a victim of chance and randomness in the universe, of Heisenberg's uncertainty principle and Gödel's incompleteness theorem. This won't do, and William Boyd knows it, but he's busy himself having fun with his parodies and his pastiches of Isherwood in Berlin, of Evelyn Waugh in Hollywood, of Lawrence Durrell on an island, of Lawrence Stern and Tristram Shandy, of Robinson Crusoe, and Saul Bellow's Augie March. We have fun too, but after Todd has surfed through life on images, as if trench warfare were a photo opportunity, and Hitler a mean-minded film critic, and the Cold War a kind of campy Western, and women so many extras left on the cutting room floor, we begin to wonder whether the novelist has anything more to say about the century than his disagreeable character. After so much sadness and self-deception, is a dark chortle really enough?
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed The New Confessions by William Boyd.